It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
The worst part of the school year is the Sunday afternoon before you've got to go back to school.
No, mate, because it's full of possibilities. You get new contact, you get a new ring binder folder. Hey, here's a highlighter. Yes, please. Maybe some fancy new
Maybe
socks.
Maybe at the start of the year, mate. I don't know about going into term two.
And you got stories. You got stories to tell your friends.
No, kids see each other in holidays. We don't all
grow
live
up
on a farm.
What have you done the past 2 days?
Ah, well, you should have seen this cow give birth. It was incredible.
No, veggie farm. Cabbages giving birth.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates that aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart. They're full of interesting and fun facts and must be good at their job. All right. Not my best
word. No, but to the naked ear, really good.
Yeah, thanks. But you know I can do better.
I know. No, but that was really, really good.
Why am I so...
No, you're not. That was great.
So crap, Tom.
Not crap. That's a fact. You're not crap.
Be better. Be better, man.
You're fun and you're factual and it's Friday, so just give us all three.
Okay, here we go. Did you know that, like humans, lions are 139 times more likely to yawn after seeing another lion yawning?
Oh, bless.
You love animal facts.
So
you know Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
How it gets its name from Loch Ness it's supposed to be in.
Yeah.
Loch Ness. So
in Scotland.
Yeah, so the Loch Ness Monster is known as a cryptid. And they're also said to live in Chesapeake Bay, and it's called Chessie. So there's Nessie in Loch Ness. Chesapeake Bay has Chessie.
Yeah.
Lake Erie has Bessie. And Lake Tahoe has Tessie.
Oh, there you go.
So there's a whole heap of them out there. It's not just Nessie that people are searching for.
That's cool.
Here's one. In 1999, after a spate of chair-related injuries, the employees of one of the units of the Seattle Police Department had to attend a 30-minute lesson on how to safely sit on a chair. That sounds like the kind of meeting we'd have here.
Oh, 100%. Everyone, it's a half an hour meeting, but it will be 2 hours.
Mm. And you get to the end and you're like, well, that could have been an email, couldn't it? Listeners are more likely to describe lyrics as negative or offensive if they're set to rap music than if they're set to country music.
Oh.
So.
There you go.
So imagine, it's, let's see.
Be very careful here.
So. She stole my truck and shot my dog. Or she stole my truck and she shot my dog.
Well,
what's more offensive?
Both of them are offensive.
Okay. Good. And that's all you've got to say about that.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Please don't ever do that again.
I apologise. Psychological studies on human contact have found that basketball teams who high-five regularly on the court had more success. So here's what I suggest. And I need to give it more of these ones.
No, it's COVID times, man.
No, mate, come on. We're past that.
Okay.
You and I have to share this room.
Yes! No, I do love a high five. Now, where's the sanitizer?
You're the worst. That's fun fact for us.
Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's
fun fact.
Friday, I'm in
love. Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Okay. I've been keeping something on the down low from you because I knew that you would laugh, but then you say back yourself, so I'm like, okay.
Do back yourself. And you know that you always, always, always have my support.
I know. And you know, I've been going to Keezer since like October, right? Mm. And for anyone that doesn't know what Keezer is, it's like you use equipment for like if you've got back problems, neck problems, stuff, but it's not like a gym. It doesn't have a gym vibe, but they've got equipment that's like specified to certain muscles and stuff. Because I've got really bad back.
Yeah.
I've been going there since October to strengthen my back and
You're
all this
You're going to a Torquay one, then they opened in Ocean Grove.
NOG, so I've been going there, so
it's
right?
It's the Lauren Tomuscus branch of, they've got your name on a plaque.
Yeah, they do.
On one of the
yeah.
pieces of equipment there.
Yeah, and those ripped chicken wings. You should see them at the moment.
Really?
My shoulder blades.
Yeah.
I felt them the other day and I was like, oh, hello.
You leant against a wall and just carved some of the brick away.
Well, you know how I like to scratch myself like a bear
against
things. Mm. Yeah, so it's good. But because I'm feeling good now, and yeah, it's taken a few months, right?
Mm.
Because you got to start slowly and go your way up.
When you started, they were like, oh my God, we work with very frail elderly people and we've never seen anyone this weak.
I know. They showed me a graph of my back strength and I couldn't see anything. I'm like, oh no, there's nothing on the graph. And they're like, no, no, your line's on the bottom.
Nah, technically dead.
Right. So anyway, it's taken me a few months. Bailey's my guy there down at OG.
Shout out to Bailey.
Yeah. And he's like, look.
He's very patient.
He's very patient and it's very Obi-Wan. At the moment,
yeah,
he's like,
okay.
I'm setting you a challenge.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, do you not know me at all? I'm not one of these people like, I've got goals and challenges. Nah, I don't care. I want to sleep. I want to nap. I want to eat and go home.
You don't do a vision board kind of arrangement?
No, I don't. I'm not into it. I want to be, but I'm just not. Anyway, he's like, no, that's fine. So Keys are doing the Great Ocean Road Running Festival, right? Notoriously, I have a very awkward run. So even though I ran back in the day, everyone would always laugh at me and toot. All my friends would see me around Wes.
So you would jog for health?
I would jog for health
at one point in your life. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then
to be fair, you can't help it that from somewhere when you run, it just plays.
I know. And it's not only that, but I used to wear, like, I didn't really have exercise gear, so I used to run in, like, big basketball shorts. Like men's basketball. And so everyone would just like laugh and be like, oh, there's Log out there for a run again.
Gorman don't do a fitness range, do they?
No, they do now. But anyway, I just don't have it. So I, and then I hurt myself and I never got back into running.
Yeah.
But because I've been at Keys now and I'm all strengthened up, they're like, you can do it. And I'm like, ugh, all right. So I'm like, fine, you can sign me up. And he's like, so, you know, half marathon. And I laughed in his face.
Good.
And I'm like, no, what's like the bare minimum.
Yeah.
What's the lowest? What are the kids doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Perfect. So, yeah.
And he lied. He told me the 6K. Apparently there's 1.5K.
Oh, see, 1.5 is perfect for you.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so I'm doing the 6K. So I'm currently in training.
You know you have to run the whole way.
No, I know. No, you don't. You can stop if you feel the need. But it's on the 15th of May. 15th, that weekend.
Oh, you've got ages, mate.
I thought I had ages.
Blink and it'll be here.
I know. So anyway, at the moment, if you see me running, I don't want any toots.
I'm going to drive next year and I'm just going to have this cranking on the stereo. Just when you're training.
Oh my God, why don't you train me?
Just wear a tracksuit while you're running, like Rocky.
We can make a little compilation.
Yeah, I'll get you skipping rope.
Because they do running groups and stuff, Keezer, but I don't want to run with you.
You're going to be Team Keezer, so you're going to be like the Pied Piper.
No, I'm not. But do you want to, you can inspire, you can pump that. Come on,
amazing.
Girl.
Yeah, you can do it. She can't really, but you can do it. Don't tell her that.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
School holidays over.
Damn.
It really sucks, you know.
Yeah. Who am I going to have to navigate around in Westfield now?
I know. What, parking in the middle of the day?
Yeah.
It's just, I like it when it's not accessible. Makes me feel like I really achieved something.
Yeah.
when I finally got a park.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
You know, I've got a few favourite websites I like to go to, just in my personal time, but also for content.
Do you want it to... The personal website, do you want it? You don't have to talk about them.
No, also there's like Mumsnet, there's Grandsnet.
What's the time?
There's Kids Spot, and then there was Women, which was WHIMN, which was with her in mind, and we never worked out what the N was for, but then they sold that website to Body and Soul, and it's never been the same.
I thought the N was for M-rated.
It was, no, N for Nelly.
Oh, N, right.
Yeah. Anyway, I found this one on Mumsnet because you just get on the forums there and I just, you know, have a little username and it's just the girls get on there and support each other.
You're just there for the articles, yeah,
well,
sure.
You know, and, you know, they say, I had to post a photo of the pram, and then you get on there and you're like, why did you buy that? Do you hate your child? That kind of supportive behaviour.
It's nice.
Mm. Here's one. So they've got, on these forums, they've got acronyms and, in fact, there are actual, like, boards, chat, like notice boards or whatever, where they've got the title is the acronym. So IBU is Am I Being Unreasonable? AIBU. Am I Being Unreasonable? Where people put up questions. They're like, hey, I got this situation and I'm a little bit annoyed about it. Am I being unreasonable?
Okay, yes.
Feeling this way, reacting in this way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so a British woman has revealed a situation that has occurred with her friends and she's asking IBU, right? I'm going to read the post to you. Stick with me here.
Okay.
We were invited last week to a friend's for today for a barbecue, right? So last week, friend said, hey, come over to our place on this day for a barbecue. They called this morning asking to borrow our barbecue.
Okay.
We're supposed to be going around there today for a barbecue. We've agreed.
Yeah.
Right? So they've asked to borrow the barbecue. We assumed theirs had broken.
Yeah.
Or the one that they had ordered hadn't arrived or something had gone wrong.
Yeah.
Not the case. They don't have one. So we suggested they come to ours and bring some of the stuff they'd bought. As our barbecue is very heavy and large, it won't fit in the car without removing the child seats, lying all the seats flat, and really kind of doing a bit of Tetris to get
yeah,
into
it. Yeah, yeah.
But it turns out that not only do they want us to bring our barbecue, they wanted us to leave it at their place as they're having other friends over this evening.
Okay.
And they want to use the barbecue.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've gone, okay, we don't have a barbecue, but we really want Gary and Karen to come over for barbecue. So instead of going out and buying one, let's ask Steve and Jacinta to come over for a barbecue earlier that day, bring their barbecue, and then just get them to leave it. I'm sure they'll be fine.
This is a whole weird and wild situation.
Isn't it weird?
I don't think – so what are they asking IBU about? Is it the barbecue?
Was I being unreasonable to say no, that I didn't want to take our large barbecue and gas bottle to their house and then leave it with them so they could have a barbecue with their mates? We're not invited to. It's not like, hey, come for lunch, and if you want to hang around, Gary and Karen are coming for dinner and we can just, you know, kick on kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, yeah.
Come for lunch, but please leave the barbecue because Gary and Karen are coming over and we want to have a barbecue with them, but you need to go home.
So were they using the barbecue for, were they going, okay, so the first people that were coming over.
Who owned the barbecue.
Who owned the Barbie.
Yeah.
Were they going, they were having Barbie number one. Invited over for
Barbie number one. It's BYO barbecue and leave it there.
Yeah. I don't think the leave it there is a problem. And I think that you can have other friends. Like every time you have a party, you don't have to invite every single person that you know.
No.
So I think that's fine. But I think asking on the day, so you've organised, hey, we're having a barbie, come around in 2 Saturdays' time.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
BT dubs.
On the day, can you?
Yeah, remember.
Like, organise that beforehand.
Yeah, but don't even bother with the barbecue. Don't even bother inviting them. Say, hey, we want to have a barbecue in a couple of weeks' time. Any danger we could borrow yours, I'll come over and pick it up. Don't make them put it in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Then hire a trailer and...
Do you know what I guarantee these people will be like?
What?
When they're like, they would send them a message saying, hey, you can come and pick up your Barbie anytime you want.
Yeah.
Instead of dropping it off.
Absolutely.
They'd be the pickup, not the drop-off people.
And the hot plates would be dirty. They wouldn't have even cleaned it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tom and Long. K-Rock.